Hey, before we start this episode of Hemp Aware Radio, I just wanted to let you know that I'm really excited to introduce you to a group of young gentlemen that have started this brand called Jacaranda Hemp. And the reason I'm doing this little pre-intro to the Hempisode is they just became a recent client of ours at Hemp Aware, and we really believe in what they're doing. We're dedicated and committed to getting their message out there so that we can all transform the world together with hemp. And each one of them had something to share about their experience thus far working with Hemp Aware. So I wanted to just give you this little seed that I'm planting in your mind. I'm going to kind of interrupt the show here in a little bit and let them share their experience. So without further ado, here's the next Hempisode.
Greetings and salutations, Hempsters. Thank you for tuning in to another Hempisode of Hemp Aware Radio. This is your Hemptrepreneurial host, Tyler Hemp, here to empower and hempducate your hemposphere as usual. On today's show, I'm super stoked to have a conversation with a few new buddies of mine. My guests are the founders of Jacaranda Hemp, which is a Southern California, Los Angeles-based company that's redefining what sustainable merch can be. Jacaranda was born from a simple but powerful idea that sustainability shouldn't mean sacrificing style or affordability. And the team is lifelong friends, Billy, Harrison, and Milo, and Henry, and they set out to make hemp cool again by creating custom, high-quality apparel that helps brands look good, feel good, and do good in the world and live in alignment with their brand values and really take better care of their customers and the planet. So from small businesses, you know, coffee shops, growing lifestyle brands, skate and surf shops, organic restaurants, and nonprofits, Jacaranda helps companies tell their story through sustainable merchandise, proving that doing the right thing for the planet can also make great business sense. So their mission is clear: change the narrative in fashion, bring hemp to the mainstream, and make it easy for brands to walk their talk. So with all of that said, I'm delighted to have Billy, Harrison, Henry, and Milo on today's show. Welcome aboard, Hempsters.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having us, Tyler.
Yeah, it's an honor and a privilege to kind of share your story. It's really inspiring. I loved meeting you guys, and I'm excited to be working with you to grow this brand and make it ideally a globally recognized company. But just to kind of get started with like your guys' roots, tell me a little bit about where you came from, and maybe some of those initial seeds that were planted in your minds that ultimately led to you guys creating Jacaranda Hemp.
So we all grew up in the Valley, and we've all kind of been friends our whole lives. Like, I've known Henry since I was two. But I think at a certain point, all of us have gone on a field trip to the Tree People. It's the largest nature conservancy in L.A., and I think at the Tree People, we would all kind of do tasks like trail restoration or like planting trees or whatnot. So I think at some point early in our lives, like this would have been when we were like 5, 6, or 7, we were kind of introduced to like getting our hands dirty and like making a change physically into the environment and one that would be beneficial in nature. I guess fast forward to 3 years ago, Henry and I were roommates, and I was an entrepreneurship major, and I think anything I learned from school, Henry and I would kind of talk about, and we thought it might be fun to start a business. So initially, we thought like a clothing line could be cool. And like, I know Milo, I also know Harrison from Boy Scouts. We got Eagle Scout together. So I think we had this idea where it was like, oh, we could just like use Milo's cool drawings, cool designs, and sell t-shirts. It'll be easy. It'll be like passive income almost. But there was one day where I was wearing a shirt that said give thanks to the earth, and I was in an Uber, and the Uber driver kind of roasted me for it, and he was like, I bet that's on cotton. and then proceeded to explain to me how hemp is like a newly legal material to be used. And Henry and I were stoners at the time, so I think we were kind of like, oh my God, this is perfect. Like, this is tapping into our passions in different, like, all these different levels. So that's kind of where it began. And initially, we wanted to just do the retail side, but as we dug in a little more, we realized, like, oh, this could have, like, a greater change or a greater impact. So that's where we were kind of introduced to also doing, like, the B2B merchandising side, because we thought that's, like, the way where we can get hemp into the mainstream market on the largest scale. But yeah, I think that's where Jacaranda was born.
Awesome. That's great. Anybody else, Henry, Billy, Milo, you want to tune in there and share your perspective on that?
Yeah, I'll just add about the origin of the name Jacaranda, just because I know, you know, some people might be like, hey, that's a different plant than hemp. And yeah, it is, but it's also a very meaningful tree to the city of Los Angeles and also to all of us here. So the city or the street that we were living on, me and William, back when we started Jacaranda, it was Stansberry, and pretty much all the way down the street on both sides are just rows of Jacaranda trees. And so during the summertime, they bloom and it's just a purple canopy of flowers above. And that was just really inspiring to us, just because it shows the natural beauty, one of just Los Angeles in general, and also just, you know, how much one tree can make an impact on a person. So I kind of just decided to go with that name.
Very cool. So in terms of you guys getting interested in this whole world of fashion, like, it kind of started out as this little idea, meeting this guy in the Uber car and calling out your shirt, saying, hey, maybe that's probably on cotton, kind of like planted this seed. Well, maybe we should do this on hemp. And then it led you to finding out about this idea of fast fashion, right? Where a huge majority of the clothing being produced is actually really toxic to the world and is just this consumer mentality, you know, make it, consume it, buy another one the next year. Like, how do you guys see Jacaranda Hemp helping solve this problem, and maybe dive a little bit deeper into the problem? Like, what are some of the big issues that are being caused from fast fashion?
I think I can kind of speak to that, because I think in the last 5 years, maybe since like COVID, since people have been more kind of online and paying attention to how systems around the world work and affect us, I think everybody's literacy when it comes to consumption and fast fashion is much higher, and people have an understanding that a lot of what they're buying is kind of garbage or junk or unsustainable, coming from somewhere in the world that they've never been to and probably will never go to. So I think what we wanted to do with this brand is, you know, kind of reteach people like a more healthy, sustainable fashion literacy, and not just with fashion, but also with cannabis and with hemp, because also in the last 5 years, like, the legal status of both of those things has transformed into something entirely new for everybody. So I think in terms of fast fashion, I think we're just trying to remind people that there are alternatives, and there are alternatives that aren't going to break the bank, you know, because a lot of the companies and systems that are in place that put clothes on people's back are trying to distract us from that and be like, no, you need this $10, you know, t-shirt, and it'll last a week, and then buy one next week. Like, I think we're all trying to break away from this cycle of buying and having to buy again and having to buy again and having to buy again. Like, I think we're all just looking for a product that we can rely on and, you know, enjoy and actually be in love with and feel proud to own. So that's what we want to bring to other people.
Right on. Appreciate that. That's great.
Yeah. And to piggyback on what Milo said, we obviously at Jacaranda Hemp try to make the highest quality merch possible, but we also try to combat the perceived obsolescence of current clothing in the fast fashion industry. We try to steer people away from the mindset that your clothing needs to be replaced with every new trend.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a quick word from Billy on his thoughts with working with Hempaware.
So initially, it seems like we had built a system to support a good idea of providing sustainable merchandise, but all forms of our marketing fell short. So we'd gone door to door, we'd cold called people, or we'd done a little guerrilla marketing, like sticker bombing campaign, but nothing was seeming to stick, and we felt a little directionless. And after a recommendation from a family member, we found Tyler and Hempaware. And I think this was the last piece to the puzzle, I suppose, towards feeling like we had something good, something that could scale, I suppose. So now that we're with Hempaware, we are on an elevator and we don't know how high the building is, so to speak. Also, yeah, to add on, initially we'd thought that you would be just like a resource to be used, which you are, but it's kind of nice to know that you've slotted in a little bit as like a friend or like a part of the crew, so to speak. Like, I like the way that we all meshed together was a pleasant surprise.
Now back to the show.
The most sustainable product is no product, but we know that we live in like a capitalistic society and there are pressures to keep buying. So if people are going to keep buying, they might as well do it on something that's a little better. Because it's like, I know like the fast fashion industry accounts for, I think it's like 10% of carbon emissions. So it's like, oh, well, if we're going to do that, we might as well use hemp, which is like sequestering carbon. It's like anything's better than what the standard is today. And hemp is like the best option.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention it's more durable, more, it breaks in over time. Like it's just a high frequency fiber. Like there's a lot of like added benefit, not just to the planet, but as an actual product, right?
Yeah. I mean, building on that, it's like, I think the stat is like 80 or 85% of textiles made end up in a landfill, but like hemp is compostable and it's like recyclable among other things. So it's like, that's going to be better for the environment as well. It's like better in the fabrication process and better in the process where it's like when people are no longer even wearing it.
Exactly. So in terms of the company and entering into this marketplace, you guys saw a gap in the market. You did your research, you looked at existing merchandising companies, you looked at existing hemp companies, and you found that there's not really many options, if at all, of a B2B kind of custom branded merchandising solution. So can you kind of talk about that? Like, what did you find and why did you choose to go this route rather than just doing a consumer brand? I know you guys are focused on consumer products as well, but your main focus is getting into the B2B world. Tell me a little bit more about that thought process.
Well, we're definitely leading the charge on the B2B movement in the hemp world, but the space that we really saw that we could occupy was the custom hemp merchandise. We found that there was nowhere where you could get custom hemp merchandise on any scale.
Mm-hmm. Another big part of that is just the locally sourced aspect. A lot of people who do merchandise or companies who do merchandise, they outsource either out of the country or just the factories around the nation. Well, we actually source all of our fabric from California, and then our entire manufacturing process is in Los Angeles. So everything's very personable. Everything, we can tweak things. We can make little adjustments with our seamstresses or our manufacturers. So We just do it a more personal way, where other brands are more hands-off and kind of more automated.
For sure. And Milo, did you have a thought there?
Yeah, I'm just thinking a lot about like how much I would come across hemp products and merchandise before this project started. And there definitely wasn't a middle ground, because there was like, if I wanted to go to a store and buy like a sustainable or eco-friendly shirt, it was either like organic cotton or like a $75-$90 hemp button down, which is great. Like if you want to buy that, that's wonderful. It'll last you a long time. But as an 18-year-old, 19-year-old at the time, it's like, you know, there wasn't really an option for just anybody who wanted to wear hemp. So, you know, that also started, this whole thing kind of started with that, where it's like, how can we make this product and this material for everybody, you know? And I also think it starts conversations and, you know, even if it's an original design that we're just selling to the consumer, or somebody comes to us and it's like, hey, we're a restaurant, we want you to design this like wine bag or a tote bag for a wine club. Like there's way more, like you're not just logging onto a website and giving what you want, you know, like you're talking to one of us on the phone, or Will's talking to me about a specific request and then I'm doing it and then he's sending it back to them. Like there's much more of a personable process throughout this whole thing, which I don't think exists in any other hemp companies.
Yeah, that's, I think, one thing you guys are really solving for is this problem of you order your shirts, they come from another country, even if they come from a local source, now you've got to hire a graphic designer, they've got to do the artwork, and then you send those shirts after you've got them to a printer, and then the printer has to ship them back. Like, you guys are a full service, all-in-one solution, which helps save time, headaches, extra expenses on shipping, which then adds to that carbon output. So you guys are really providing, I think, a unique solution in that it's all under one roof.
Here's a quick word from Henry about his experience with HempAware.
It's just been really nice having like a guiding hand who has a lot of experience in the hemp world and also just the marketing world in general, and someone to bounce ideas off and answer our questions. It's just been really, really helpful in helping us just get on track and kind of understand this whole clothing and marketing system, how it works. So yeah, Tyler has been really helpful for that.
Now back to the show.
So in terms of the merch that you have produced so far and what's possible if a brand comes to you and says, hey, we want to do XYZ product, like, what have you guys been able to do for your existing customers? And then what are some of the possibilities moving forward if somebody were to come to you to do something custom?
We've done like t-shirts and tote bags were our bread and butter. Like, we've done t-shirts, tote bags, and some crop tops. But then one restaurant wanted two different styles of aprons. They wanted like back of house aprons, which were like full aprons, and then front of house aprons, which were like the half aprons for like the service, but they're like books in and whatnot. So we kind of like just came up with a design for that. And then going even further, there was a restaurant that was starting a wine club, and they talked about having a tote bag that could carry wine bottles and then have like a little pocket for the towel. So it's like none of us know how to sew, but we learned how to sew so we can make a sample and then kind of use that when talking to our manufacturers. And I think that kind of opened a door for us where it was like, we're not just doing merchandise. Like, if you go on like Custom Ink, for example, not to at them or anything, but it's like, here's your t-shirt options, here's your hoodie options, there's a couple more, and it's like, that's it. Whereas I think now our pitch is like, whatever you are looking for, we can do it in hemp, and we are gonna like get our hands dirty trying to make it happen. Like, Harrison like fully learned how to sew so he can make a bunch of samples, and the samples weren't the best, but they were and we got it done.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite projects, like designing for Le Great Outdoor, this restaurant. It's like Farmer's Market to Table restaurant. I thought that was so cool because they really showed me that how versatile this can be. You know, like, it's not just like, okay, here's the shape of the t-shirt and like, here's the parameters for your design. Like, it felt like we were really making something that people were going to use, you know, because it was like specifically requested and there was an idea behind the product that we hadn't even come in contact with yet. So yeah, I love that whole process. That was cool.
For sure. Yeah. And on the topic of clientele and customers that you've worked with, like, who would you say are some of the ideal types of brands that you enjoy working with, but that would also get the best results utilizing hemp and the materials that you guys are using?
Well, we really do enjoy working with local nonprofits, sustainable creators, and farm-to-table restaurants is primarily what we've been focusing on for the B2B side. For our direct-to-consumer, we like to work with climbers, campers, surfers, skaters, hikers, all sorts of outdoorsmen.
Mm-hmm. But I think both, like anything listed, it's people who have like have a certain appreciation for nature. And it's like, if it's a business, it's a business that'll say like, we're sustainable or like, we care. And then on the consumer side, it's like, anyone that spends time like in the trees, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And by working with us, they're showing their sustainable values.
Mm. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Because a lot of these companies out there, kind of like with your experience, Billy, inside that Uber, this guy's like, I bet that's a cotton shirt. It's like these brands out there that might be Surfrider or local surf shops or nonprofits that have a purpose-driven mission, they're out there to change the world, do good in society, And then here they are kind of contributing to the detrimental effects of the environment with fast fashion. Mm. Having this as a solution helps them live more in alignment with their brand values or what they care about, right?
Yeah. And I think that's where the hands-on aspect of our business kind of is great, because it's like they might have expressed looking into sustainable options before, but the only other options were just like seeing that there wasn't one on the computer and then kind of getting rejected. Whereas we're willing to like have a conversation and say like, what can we do to make this work? Like we've always said, like we're on the side of the deal because the deal is one that's going to benefit like people, planet, and mm-hmm. us. So
for sure. So when it comes to your process, like we talked about being an all-in-one solution, can you give me an idea, if a brand comes to you guys, what is that kind of supply chain delivery, you know, from ideation all the way to delivery? What is kind of the time frame? What that can they expect to experience? And what does that process look like with you guys?
If a company came to us, I think it would start with a phone call or an in-person meeting. Ideally an in-person meeting, because we can get to know them a little better. But we'd kind of just get an idea for like what they're looking for and roughly their price range. And then from there, I think it's like, if they're looking for just shirts, we can show them the shirts we've made. If they don't like it, we can take notes on the tweaks. If they want something a little more specific, like the wine bags, we'll have to go back and kind of make a couple samples for them. But after we bring in our samples and they approve, we then take that down to the fashion district where we have our different manufacturers, and we basically have them fabricate it. In the meantime, we do digital mock-ups for the customer. So while the actual products are going to production, we're working on the design. Sometimes they just want to use their design, but other times, like most of the times, it's like Harrison and Milo kind of using their artistic abilities. We get that approved, and then we let the design and the completed garments meet, and then we bring that back to the client. So it's like, it kind of depends based on if we have an inventory or not, but like a full-scale production could take anywhere from like 2 to 6 weeks, depending on how intricate it is, but usually it's in the 2 to 4 week range.
That's great.
Here's a quick word from Milo about his experience working with Hempaware.
It's just really cool and surprising to know that there's somebody out there that is just as passionate about the environment in the same capacity as we are. And it's so wild that there's someone as niche as you who's able to help us with the niche needs we have. So it's been really cool seeing how this is unfolding and working with you and all that. So it's been cool.
Now back to the show.
Getting into like your guys' kind of guiding light and those values that you live up to, those principles that guide you guys in making decisions. I think it's pretty obvious based on what we've discussed so far, but what would you say are those main kind of principles that you filter through before you make a decision as a company, whether it's offering a new product or going after a certain market or a certain promotional campaign or anything that you're doing?
I think one of the biggest like driving forces in the last couple of years behind this has been like, what would we want to see in a company that we would actually want to buy from? Like, how do we make it so that we are this like company and our these products have the characteristics of something that we would naturally want if we had nothing to do with it, you know? Because we do believe that there are a lot of people that share the same, you know, values and ideals as us when it comes to like sustainability, environmentalism, having a good time, going outside, all that. So I think definitely one of the largest like forces behind this whole project has been like, what do we want to see from a company, and like, how can we feel good giving this to other people?
For sure.
Yeah. Going off that a little bit, what Milo said, there are people who are like us, but we also realize there are people who could care less about it. So I think it's just like realizing that some people might align with us and some people don't, and maybe working with one person is not going to be as beneficial to the overall world and just sustainability in general than working with another. So I think that influences our decisions a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just to sum all that up, Jacaranda Hemp is sustainable, affordable, and comfortable. And this benefits the people, the
profit and the planet.
Beautiful. Very well said. Mm. So in terms of being young entrepreneurs, starting this new business, what has been, I guess, the most difficult way of growing the business? Like, what have you encountered where you were kind of like struggling to want to even reach out to a company like Hempaware to get support? Like, where were the biggest challenges for you guys so far? And what have you been doing to kind of correct and solve for those?
I think all of our challenges have been rooted in like not knowing what we're doing because we're new to this industry. I was an entrepreneurship major, and like every single class I took, they would say, but ultimately you're just gonna have to go out there and try it, which has been the case. It's like it's a huge thing of trial and error and then pivoting. Mm-hmm. So it's like, whether it was like, we thought we could find one manufacturer and they would be with us forever. And it's like, that's not the case. Or we thought we could go only door to door and we'd get a bunch of clients that way. And it's like, that's not the case. So it's like, I think initially we thought like, oh, we're going to offer hemp products. Everyone's going to love it. And that's going to be that. But that's not really the case. It's like, every time we get an idea, we try it. We see how it works, how it doesn't work. And then we kind of pivot from there. And I think that's what kind of makes or breaks most entrepreneurs, especially those in like the sustainable field, is it's kind of like at a certain point, you think like, this is too much. This is too tricky. I'm not going to do this. But I think we're all kind of determined to see this through. And like, we know we can make a positive change with this. We know that we can hit our end goals. So it's like, whatever happens, we're just going to pivot and kind of keep trucking forward. But yeah, it's just like, we didn't know how to market ourselves. We had to figure out the supply chain. We had to figure out like where we were sourcing the fabric from. It's like Henry had to learn how to like screen print. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's tricky, but it's also kind of, I think it could be inspirational for other people because it can show like you don't need to have a leg in the door at all to get in. But it's just like, I don't know, kind of like drive Trump's skill. Or like drive Trump's like knowledge. It's like, we didn't know anything. We had no skills, but it's like, here we are kind of like making a difference, and we're kind of able to watch it snowball. So it's, yeah.
And I mean, also in a way we're kind of competing against an entire systemized industry. Like everybody's expectation of clothing and merch is cotton or order it in bulk on a website for dirt cheap. So, you know, we're also, I think something else that's kind of challenging is like really convincing people through our designs and through our products that this is what, you know, they should be investing in rather than like, let's just go on some website and not talk to anybody and we'll get the shirts in 3 days, like just like that. But then that shirt's going to end up in a garage, you know? So it's like, in a way, we're also, as much as we're like, you know, competing with other brands, sure, like we're having to break people's expectations of fashion and merch down to what do you need and want for you to be comfortable in a shirt, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, so if we were to fast forward, say 5-10 years from now, what do you guys see as the big vision for Jacaranda? What do you want to be known for?
I think we want to be known for like, because I guess Patagonia, for example, Patagonia has kind of been our like inspiration, and like Yvon Chouinard, like the founder, it's like he's kind of shown that you can have a business for good. Like you can have a business that is kind of hitting all the marks on the triple bottom line. And I think we kind of want to do the same, but rather than him having, I think we want to do the same, but only using sustainable materials. And I guess we'd like to shift the industry standard for like large productions, like SKUs, I guess, or any like large production in clothing to be one that takes a little more consideration into the benefits or whatever is detrimental to the environment.
Yeah, I think it'd be super cool if in 5-10 years, like there's conversations around hemp being just a mainstream fabric. And then maybe our name is like included in like the kind of the trailblazers for that. I think that'd be really awesome. And just like a personal goal of mine for just like changing the world.
Beautiful. Anyone else have comments on that?
I'd love to see us make like a button up in 5 years and like maybe sell like some suits, like some hemp suits would be kind of cool. But yeah, I think it'd be really cool if in 5 years, like we are like a major player in this B2B hemp sustainable space, you know, where we kind of, or like maybe we even like take on a new model where like people are coming to us and like we're advising them on how to like, you know, like I hope we can just be like the older cousin to a new and upcoming like sustainable nonprofit thing that wants to get involved with us in 5 years.
They're like guiding other businesses on how they can be more sustainable. Like if Fruit of the Loom or Gildan was coming to us and being like, what do we do?
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Awesome. Well, you guys are super inspiring. I just have a couple last questions for you. But before I jump into those questions, how can people find you? Where are you guys hanging out these days? And how can they maybe order a sample or something like that?
JacarandaHemp.com. Instagram. JacarandaHemp Clothing. Our phone number, 818-856-4499.
Yeah.
TikTok, YouTube, Sudacom.
Yeah. If you're a business out there and anything in here sounded interesting, you go to our website, book a call, and we would love to talk to you. We love getting to know people, our clients, and just becoming friends. So yeah, give us a call.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see you on like a hiking trail or something. If you recognize us, don't feel afraid to say hi.
Awesome. So a couple last questions here, just in relationship to kind of the benefit of hemp over cotton or polyester and some of these other things on the market. Are there any like fun facts or statistics that you guys can share about why hemp is a better solution?
Yeah, well, like in comparison to cotton, I think it's like a quarter of the water, half the land. It's three times as strong. As a plant itself, it's one of the top sequesters of carbon. It's vegan, recyclable, compostable, antimicrobial, which means it won't smell. It's UV resistant and it's a good insulator.
It gets softer every time you wash it. So instead of getting thinner and wearing out over time, it's actually going to feel better on your skin.
It wears in, not out.
Wears in, not out.
It also absorbs odors. So, you know,
it helps
certain people out there.
It fits well.
It looks hella fly.
It's awesome.
There's no pesticides or herbicides, so you're not wearing chemicals.
Beautiful. Well, last question here for you guys. If you were standing at a podium and you're speaking to every human being on the planet and you could share one message with them, like in a hemp nutshell, 30 seconds or less, what message would you want to share with them?
Well, you're probably all wondering why I've gathered you here today.
That's a hard question, honestly.
I would probably just say, like, just like talk to yourself and ask yourself, like, what do you want? Like, do you want to keep buying clothes that's not going to last? Or do you want something that's actually good quality and nice to wear? Like, just at the base level, like, what would you decide between those two? For me, I would want something that lasts me a long time. And I don't know. I'm not going to speak for the entire world, but I feel like most people might agree. But it's just the way we've been conditioned with, again, capitalistic society and just fast fashion. Like, that decision isn't instant. But if you can retrain your mind and just think about it a little bit, it kind of becomes clear what decision to make. So, yeah.
Same. I think I would probably just talk. I would like maybe present a fancy analogy between like, would you want this thing that is going to break and is like bad for the environment? Or do you want this thing that is comfortable and feels good and like has all these benefits? I feel like I would hopefully sway people. And also talk about like, I know you guys all want to help the planet because this is everybody's home. You know, we should treat it as such and we should treat each other with the same respect that we want to treat our environment.
Glorious. Bill, you have any last thoughts on that?
I know most people have this dialogue in their head that's like, oh, I should really go on more hikes, or like I should really practice like writing more, or like I should do this creative thing more. Like I think a lot of people think that way, but then they just kind of lock back into their routine and they don't do those things. And I think wearing Jacaranda is a a way where you can kind of lean into the side of like kind of doing what your moral compass is telling you to do, but you might not have the go-getter, like the trigger finger to do it. So it's like, if you're wearing Jacaranda, it's like, I think that's one step in a direction of following what we all know is a more ethical and moral choice.
Beautiful. Very well said. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate you being on this podcast here. And thanks so much, everyone, for tuning into another episode of HempAware Radio. Visit hempaware.com. Visit jacarandahemp.com. Let us know what you want to hear next so we can empower your hemp business and help you all grow. Thanks again, everybody. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.